You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Lion eMobility AG, strong growth and increase in EBITDA in FY 2025. Lion eMobility AG reported a strong growth and increase in EBITDA for FY 2025. Total revenue reached 28.3 million euros, up 68% from the previous year. EBITDA improved to EUR 7.5 million, resulting in a 26.4% margin. CEO Dr. Joachim Demeski expressed satisfaction with the progress, attributing it to market demand recovery and product strength. The company expects continued growth in 2026 with revenue above 35 million and positive EBITDA.
Ucor Rare Metals Inc. expands strategy for critical magnet materials supply. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. is ramping up efforts to secure the supply of critical rare earth elements, samarium and gadolinium. With increasing demand and supply constraints, the company is accelerating commercial planning for these materials, crucial for high-performance magnet applications and advanced technologies. This move comes in response to the vulnerability highlighted by recent analysis due to the dominance of a single country in rare earth production and processing.
Nevros expands water safety capabilities with ASEA 12,080 certified water management planning expertise. The new capability adds consultative support, strengthening Nevros' broader water safety offering. This certification enables the company to provide more robust water safety programs, including water management program development services, creating additional value for customers and revenue generation opportunities through chargeable consulting services.
CleanGo Innovations Inc. announces partial acquisition of Agritech BC Solutions Inc. CleanGo Innovations Inc. has announced the partial acquisition of Agritech BC Solutions Inc. The agreement, which includes a 49% equity stake, merges CleanGo's green solutions with Agritech BC's nature-based technologies to meet the growing demand for organic environmental restoration. This strategic move aims to address the global market for environmental remediation, valued at $113.60 billion in 2024 and projected to reach $210.56 billion by 2030.
UGI scheduled to start system upgrades in Lititz. UGI Utilities is scheduled to begin system upgrades in Lititz, Lancaster County on April 1st. The work is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas.
Investor news breaks. Frontier is North America to live stream April 2nd groundbreaking for first commercial FAS Form TM plant. Frontier is North America will live stream the April 2nd groundbreaking for its first commercial FAS Form TM plant in Mason County, West Virginia. The event, starting at 11:30 a.m. ET, will be broadcast from Point Pleasant, allowing remote participation. The $850 million project is expected to create 300 full-time jobs and 2,000 construction roles as the company advances its solid carbon fractionation technology.
UGI system upgrades set to begin this week in East Hemphill Township and Manor Township. UGI Utilities will start system upgrades in East Hemphill Township and Manor Township in Lancaster County on April 1st. The project aims to enhance safety and reliability while offering natural gas conversion options for local homes and businesses. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers and is committed to providing efficient utility services.
Mission IR news breaks. U.S. Energy Corporation prices $8.80 million public offering to fund industrial gas growth. U.S. Energy Corporation has priced an underwritten public offering of 8.8 million shares at $1 each, totaling approximately $8.80 million in gross proceeds. The closing is set for March 10, 2026, pending customary conditions. The company plans to use the net proceeds to support its industrial gas development project, including a processing plant and infrastructure, as well as ongoing operations, with Roth Capital Partners as the sole book-running manager. More EVs could exert downward pressure on gasoline prices. The rise in electric vehicles is not only beneficial for the environment, but could also lead to lower gasoline prices. Research suggests that increasing the use of EVs, like those from automakers such as NIO Inc., may help reduce costs for all drivers. This shift towards cleaner transportation has the potential to cut household expenses and enhance energy security, marking a significant step towards a more sustainable future.
Iran war highlights how different countries are approaching renewables. The war in Iran is exposing how different countries are approaching the shift to renewables at varying speeds and with different consequences. Practical requirements differ so profoundly that no single framework can contain them. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. could find unexpected growth opportunities in these challenging times.
Oil shock triggers surge in global Chinese EV exports. Surging oil prices are reshaping buying decisions for millions of drivers, triggering a surge in global Chinese EV exports. Geopolitical instability in the Middle East has pushed crude oil above $100 per barrel, unsettling fuel markets worldwide. Chinese manufacturers are capitalizing on this shift, supplying more EVs than anyone else. Western players like Massimo Group and the auto sector have an opportunity to claim a bigger share.
What is mental? Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.